Come listen to a prophet's voice. Reach out to others, by President Thomas S. Monson. President Monson teaches that we can be happy when we reach out to others. To find real happiness, we must focus outside ourselves. Many have come into the church, or at least have come to know and respect the church, because someone made the effort to reach outward. I share with you a treasured family experience, which had its beginning back in 1959, when I was called to preside over the Canadian mission in Toronto. Our daughter Anne turned 5 shortly after we arrived in Canada. She saw the missionaries going about their work, and she too wanted to be a missionary. My wife demonstrated understanding by permitting Anne to take to class a few copies of The Children's Friend, now called The Friend. That wasn't sufficient for Anne. She also wanted to take with her a copy of the Book of Mormon so that she might talk to her teacher, Miss Pepper, about the church. Just a few years ago, long years after our return from Toronto, we came home from a vacation and found in our mailbox a note from Miss Pepper which read, "Dear Anne, think back many years ago. I was your school teacher in Toronto, Canada. I was impressed by the copies of The Children's Friend which you brought to school. I was impressed by your dedication to a book called The Book of Mormon. I made a commitment that one day I would come to Salt Lake City and see why you talked as you did and why you believed in the manner you believed. Today, I had the privilege of going through your visitor center on Temple Square. Thanks to a 5-year-old girl who had an understanding of that which she believed, I now have a better understanding of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints." Miss Pepper died not too long after that visit to Salt Lake City. How happy Anne was when she attended the Jordan River, Utah Temple and performed the temple work for her beloved teacher, to whom she had reached out so many years ago. From a devotional address given at Brigham Young University on November 13, 2007. Planting Gospel Seeds. Reaching out to others is one way you can share the gospel every day. Each time you tell the truth, are helpful and kind to your friends, or live the gospel standards, you are sharing the gospel. When you do these things, you are planting tiny seeds of the gospel in people's hearts. Some of those seeds may someday grow into beautiful, strong testimonies of the gospel. With help, observe the scenes below. There is a picture on each seed. Have a person describe the picture to you for you to come up with a word that you could use to share the gospel. The first one is done for you. The first one has a picture of a man and a boy. The boy is carrying a box for the older man. The seed is helping. In the second picture, there are 2 young girls. One is looking very concerned at the other and puts her arm around her. What word could you put in that seed? The third picture is an older girl and her younger sister making their bed. What word could you put in that seed? The fourth picture is a boy in the park putting a piece of paper in the trash. What word could you put in that seed? A little girl grown up. Anne Monson has grown up and married now, and her name is Anne M. Dibb. She was just 4 years old when her father became a mission president. She can still remember what the carpet and the furniture in the mission home looked like. She remembers kneeling and praying beside her bed when she was 7 and feeling the Spirit tell her that the Lord knew her. When she was 9, her father became a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. She has 2 brothers, so she is the only daughter in President and Sister Monson's family. Sister Dib has a beautiful, warm smile, and she still loves to reach out to others. She likes to write notes and make cakes and pies for people. In General Conference in April 2008, Sister Dib was sustained as second counselor in the Young Women General Presidency. She travels all over the world, meeting young women and inspiring them to follow the Savior's example and reach out to others. End of the section. Come listen to a prophet's voice with an activity. Reach Out to Others by President Thomas S. Monson.